This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the central government is committed to the development of nomadic tribes and communities. The Prime Minister was speaking at a function at Vashim in Maharashtra after launching various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sector worth around 23,300 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Banjara Virasat Museum in Pahara Devi at Vashim, which underlines the rich heritage of the Banjara community. The four-story museum has 13 galleries depicting the Banjara legacy through the portraits of Banjara community leaders and the Banjara movement. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. At another event, the Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of key metro and road development projects in Thane, Maharashtra. We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
इसलिए ये मेट्रो एक तरह से भारत जापान मित्रता की भी प्रतीक है भाइयों बहनों ठाणे से बाला साहब ठाकरे को विशेष लगाव था ये स्वर्गीय आनंद दिघे जी का भी शहर है इस शहर ने देश को आनंदीबाई जोशी जैसी देश की पहली महिला डॉक्टर दी थी
इन हरियाणा वोटिंग इज अंडरवे फॉर द सिंगल फेज असेंबली इलेक्शन इन 90 constituencies. Over 49% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters are deciding the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agarwal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India will not engage in discussions regarding its relations with Pakistan at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Islamabad on the 15th and 16th of October. He was interacting with the media while attending the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by the IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be focused on the multilateral nature of the event. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, will embark on a three-day visit to Germany starting tomorrow. During the visit, the minister will attend the two-day Hamburg Sustainability Conference. He will also hold a series of bilateral meetings with ministers from the UK, Germany and other senior officials to boost cooperation in sustainable development, green hydrogen, low-cost finance and the entire renewable energy value chain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the new record of khadi sales as an encouraging achievement. In a social media post, he remarked on the rapidly growing trend towards Swadeshi among countrymen. Khadi India achieved record sales with products worth over 2 crore rupees sold in just one day at the Khadi Bhavan in New Delhi on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup today, a Group A match is underway between Australia and Sri Lanka in Sharjah. Opting to bat first, Sri Lankan women were 92 for 7 in 19.5 overs when reports last came in. In the second match, England will take on Bangladesh in a Group B fixture, also at Sharjah, at 7:30 this evening. In golf, Angad Chima of Chandigarh maintained his lead in the third round of the Vizag Open at East Point Golf Club. Chima currently fourth on the Tata Steel PGTI ranking with six top 10 finishes this season, is seeking his second PGTI title and looking to end an 11-year victory drought. Last year's champion N. Thangaraja, 66, of Sri Lanka was tied for seventh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.